A bill doomed to fail on the sobriety. Fox News, the U.S. Senate preparing to vote on abortion rights legislation. Supporters call for turning Roe v. Wade into federal law. But West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says the current proposal expands abortion and he won't support it.
70% of the American public wants Roe v. Wade to be codified, as has been precedented law for 50 years. To me, that would be the reasonable, rational thing to do.
Instead, he says this bill would wipe out hundreds of state laws on abortion. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is warning a national abortion ban could happen if the Supreme Court strikes down Roe v. Wade.
Tens of millions of women are watching what will happen to the rights they've relied on for decades. And all of us will have to answer for this vote for the rest of our time in public office.
All 50 Senate Republicans plan to vote against the bill, which would need 60 votes to advance. An Arizona man who killed a college student in 1978 has just been put to death by lethal injection, Arizona's first execution in nearly 8 years. Defense attorneys had argued unsuccessfully that Clarence Dixon was not mentally fit for execution, also challenging the state's lethal injection method. President Biden visiting a family farm in Illinois, emphasizing efforts to help lower food prices as gas prices also keep rising.
The national average for a gallon of regular unleaded now $4.40 per gallon, an all-time high according to AAA, and even more expensive in states like California, Illinois, and New York.
It's insane, man.
Residents in Wilmington, Delaware, in President Biden's home state, telling Fox News Digital.
What the influx of gas prices also suggests is that President Biden is going to have a similar legacy as Jimmy Carter.
Others say the president can only do so much.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A bleak assessment of the war in Ukraine from the UN leader.
At the present moment, there are no immediate chances of a peace agreement or immediate chances for a global ceasefire.
But Secretary General Antonio Guterres also says the war will not last forever, and he's hopeful of an eventual solution in line with international law. Today, the wives of two Ukrainian soldiers met with Pope Francis during his weekly audience, pleading with him to help arrange a third-party evacuation as their husbands defend a besieged steel mill in the city of Mariupol. A judge says he'll rule against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a fight over the state's congressional map. Leon County Circuit Judge Lane Smith says the map approved by the Republican governor and drawn by his staff is unconstitutional because it breaks up black communities, potentially diminishing their ability to elect the representatives they want. DeSantis had argued the district in question had been gerrymandered and should be consolidated. The judge says the formal ruling will come this week. In another battle over redistricting, a federal judge gives a green light to pushing back New York's congressional primary.
The New York primary is usually held in June, but the ruling by a federal judge in Albany all but kills an effort by national Democrats to keep district lines that would have helped them keep control of the House. Those district lines were declared unconstitutional in several court decisions. The New York Times reports that the state court of appeals ruled last month that Democratic leaders had violated New York's constitution when they adopted new congressional and state Senate district lines this year, and the court ordered a special master to redraft both maps. Pushing back the primary until August gives the special master time to get that done. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Dow's down more than 200 points. The Nasdaq hitting its lowest level since November of 2020. Also down more than 200. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.